Let's see how the payoff's going before we say hello to everybody.
I think.
And wow, I had no idea what my body was capable of. Could be wound so tightly and released so vitally, so gratifyingly. The pleasure was indescribable. Your butt in your lip. You haven't answered me, he says, frowning. I grin up at him, impishly. He looks glorious, with his tousled hair, burning narrow gray eyes, and serious dark expression. I'd like to do that again, I whisper. For a moment, I think I see a fleeting look of relief in his face. Before the shutters come down, and he's gazing back at me with his hooded eyes.
All right, Jub, hold on.
Oh.
Do you read me?
Oh, yeah,
me?
I got you.
Oh.
Oh. We're going to stop things
down. I didn't know you guys
were here. What do you find me here?
For just a moment, because it's time for Picks with Friends follow-up. Backsell.
You know, I lost
here?
A bet doing that once.
Yeah, well, that's who's joining you is your fellow contestants, the people who all won the bet.
Oh, my football friends are here?
All your buddies.
It's all your football friends.
Wow, there's Bob and
we have Corby.
Oh, wow, look, there's Donovan.
Where is the
Jake.
Great Donovan? Is he here?
Hey, Jub. I'm
hey,
here.
Donovan.
Jake. And, yeah, so here we are. They're all here.
Yay. This is great.
Have you guys been following our story today, our top story?
I have.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Now, I don't know if you're taking requests, Jub. I do know that somebody requested Michael Irvin, and we got that turned around real quick. P1 Matt was hoping he might hear Rush Limbaugh reading a little of this book at some point today. So.
Okay.
What page are you on?
119.
How many pages are there?
Hang on. A bunch. Five something?
Five something?
Yeah. We gave him some time off.
Yeah, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't like that one bit.
They made me do it, Corby.
I know they did. Not your fault. I'm just mad at them.
514.
He's just so Jub, you know?
We had to rip some high school announcers for a few minutes and then back to the book.
It's just so hard to just see Jub and not want to pick him up and cuddle him.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing great so far. I got to tell you, this book is phenomenal.
Really is.
Are you gonna finish it? Because you're not gonna be able to finish it on the air. Are you gonna try to go home this weekend?
Yeah, I gotta find out what happens.
Right.
Do they get married?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And your wife has already read this?
Oh yeah. Every housewife. Wow. Julie's read it. I bet 90% of the women you know have read this.
Wow. I think that's accurate.
And let me just bring this up. If we brought home a book like this. And let's say the roles were reversed.
Everybody step back.
What are we? We're a bunch
pig,
of perverts,
sicko,
right?
Pig,
yeah.
Pervert, freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it porn when we do it. Yeah.
Right. They read this, and all of a sudden it's literature. And, oh, yes, you know, it's a very thoughtful piece that
right.
You really
oh,
should
yeah.
read.
Just because I'm looking at the... Mine's in video form.
Right.
That's
yeah.
all.
The platform.
We get ripped, and then, you know, they get away with this.
Boy, once
Jub,
again,
what if this increases everything at the Dunham Manor this weekend? Like, she's so turned on because you're reading 50 Shades of Grey right now.
Nah.
She's
man,
very geared up right now. There's no doubt.
I'm so old.
I don't know if he'll make it in. Will Jub make it into work tomorrow?
Is this book any good, Julie? Is it like a good book? Or is it just something that...
No, it's not a good
book. It's
called
The Good Book.
But it's intriguing, and I think everyone's intrigued by this book, and that's why we all read this book. We get one thing, we get this book. You guys get porn.
whoa. Not all of us.
What a weird reduction of an entire gender.
It's easier to be intrigued 90 seconds of it at a time rather than 515 pages later.
True. Just give us this one thing. It's not that big of a deal.
Have you read?
No, I'll give it to you.
How
everything.
Many books are there?
The whole house.
Is it like Harry Potter? There's like eight?
There's three, right?
I think there's three, yeah.
Did you read all of them?
You think?
I did.
You know there's three.
It's been a long time. I did read them all. And you know what? Do you want to know?
What?
They do end up married.
Oh,
damn it.
Spoilers,
Julie, what are you doing telling me that?
George's got three
and a half to read it.
Left.
What are you doing?
There's a happy ending.
You just
well, there's already been about three
that.
Of those.
Yeah,
we know. Lots of those.
Thank you.
Hey.
So okay, I there's to play for you guys. Go ahead.
There's 50 Shades of Grey. There's 50 Shades Darker, and then there's 50 Shades Freed. Right?
Different kind of Donovan wants darker the second Donovan.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't like you guys.
I spent a lot of time today thinking I'm pretty happy I didn't lose this bet.
Man, it's the worst.
There's a fourth one.
Can I just start eating hot dogs now?
Switch to 75 in a week?
Yeah.
A little bit of audio from when we first hatched this idea, and it's funny to listen back on this now. And everybody's reservations about it. And I will tell you, the initial idea was a specific book. And while we're going to have tons of drops of Jub talking about, you know, Knuckles and stuff, the original idea was something that I think would have been worse. We go back to February 3rd.
How about we had this other idea? So for a three-hour stretch, you have to just sit in the production room and read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
And at any point in time, the show
just
on the air.
Pot you up. And
just pull you up.
Oh, my God.
And you cannot stop.
I thought, let's check in and see where Bob's at here. And
he's like, and then Poland.
That's pretty good.
I thought you were going to say that we had to go in the production room and hang out with Cactus for 3 hours.
And then you're out.
I was thinking... I really like that, and I like where you're going, but wouldn't it kind of be fun for the P1s to have, like, an unabridged audiobook that they could use whenever they want? Like, if
I feel like it would take days to read that.
Yeah, well, probably. I mean, like, I'm reading one right now that I think is 10 hours, so you wouldn't do it in one sitting, but the loser does have to do an unabridged audiobook.
And that's why
entire book?
Yeah.
My idea, which Dan rejected, was... from 6A to 7P, except for when you're on the air. And you can take a bathroom break per hour if you need to, but you have to read, you know.
Just sit in a production room and read
10 hours if you're me. 6A to 7P, and then we record that and we put it out. And anytime users, Normandy or Hardline, want to pull it up.
So you get to the show at 6A.
Right.
You're in a production room. Users can pull you up at any time just to see how you're doing.
Bathroom break allowed, although it has to be when they're in
place. You're not able to prep for your own show, but you get to leave at noon.
Do you get to take a break during commercial breaks? Can you, like... because we can't bring you up then anyway.
Yeah, I think that's definitely at least once an hour you get, I don't know, five minutes. Bathroom, water, food, maybe whatever.
I just don't know if you could physically do that.
Oh, that's the point.
Just sit and read out loud.
So, at least it's not the Third Reich.
Yeah.
But it's also not 3 hours.
Hey, would you have gone...
Third Reich's a good book.
Would you have gone... yeah, it really is. It's an interesting book. Would you have gone absolutely crazy, George, had this been a 6-page book that you've had to read 700 times?
Yes, I was afraid you're going to land on, like, Cat in the Hat or something insane like that.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah.
Same I am.
You would have gone nuts.
Yeah, this has a lot more F-bombs in it.
Yeah.
What's the dirtiest thing you've read so far, and what time was it?
While y'all were doing the last segment, I was reading like their first encounter where they did stuff to each other.
Julie, you remember that?
Oh, I do. It gets better. Are you reading all throughout the Hardline too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's going to get real
encounters
good.
Encounters always get better.
Y'all are going to get the best shift.
Whoa.
Jeez.
First Roy, now her.
She just doesn't care, man.
Nah, whatever.
The best shift. It gets hot and heavy.
50 shades mode.
It gets hotter, George.
Boy, I'm going to need some more water in here then.
How's your energy level?
Fire my shirt off, George.
Are you fanning yourself through any of these?
A little bit. Yeah, right. It's starting to get like
commercial.
That.
He's like, I do. Now, about that honeymoon scene.
I do declare.
You look great. I have Jub on Zoom right now.
Yeah, we're staring at Jub Cam the whole show.
The whole.
Don't I look cute?
And you know how we usually have Zoom broken up into the 5 or 6 people up on my big TV? There's only one picture on my TV right now, and that's Jub.
Yep.
And I was thinking, Bob, I know you've brought this up for different people over different times, But you know, I was saying this, trying to pitch this to Jake. What if we had a camera on Jubb all day long? And we just got to watch whatever Jubb's doing. He's at home. He's
like
just
Jubb vision.
Yeah, he's just putzing around, and there's Jubb. Oh, look, he's now taking a nap, and we're just watching like the Truman Show.
Oh,
yeah.
It'd be amazing.
But it's Jubb. Oh, look, he's really out. He's golfing.
Oh, it's nap time again.
Oh, okay. Look here.
Oh, I three putted.
Look, he's ripping somebody.
Oh man, look. Oh, that guy needed to be ripped.
Yeah. Some people in my neighborhood get ripped from time to time.
That's Jubb.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sometimes you got to rip people.
It's just great to look at Jubb. Look
at
him.
A high school official appears to have blown a call. Jubb is on the scene.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I might have my water bottle in front of my camera. All right.
Hey, who won our league this year? I forgot.
Okay. All right. Well, that doesn't. We all won.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. P1s.
But Corby did go from worst, well, almost worst to first. Sorry.
Not worse.
Actually, Jubb went from first to worst. He won last year.
I forgot this about last year's deal.
I was so cocky.
When Corby was like, look, I mean, it all worked out for the best that Dan lost. You know, we all know that the best thing happened for the P1. And it's like, he's right, but I kind of felt like he was basically saying, I mean, if I wore a football uniform to media night, I mean, people would just...
They would ask me questions.
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
I was a player.
No doubt.
A player. I mean, Dan, it's just...
Right. They know he's doing a bit.
Yeah, they were...
Did the Buccaneers just sign somebody?
Yeah. And he rolls in with his uniform on.
Oh. They signed him for the Super Bowl.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next on The Ticket.
What?
Listen.